not too long ago, Donald Trump posted on his social media platform, sort of truth, "No president has done more for Israel than I have." Somewhat surprisingly, however, our wonderful evangelicals are far more appreciative of this than the people of the Jewish faith, especially those living in the U.S. Those living in Israel, though, are a different story. Highest approval rating in the world. Could easily be PM, Prime Minister. U.S. Jews have to get their act together and appreciate what they have in Israel before it's too late. So does Trump see himself as some sort of modern-day Moses, tasked by God to lead the people of Israel? But now Trump supporters, you toss this at them, they come back with, "Now, well, Biden said this, or Obama said that, Hillary said this, Herbert Hoover said that." Fine. If you want moral equivalency, then at least live up to that second part of the term. Either what was said by both names in your equivalency was right, or it was wrong. There's no 7-10 split going on here. Others will say, it's just Trump being Trump. It's just words. Let it go. Words like what Trump said about Israel, they pour even more gas on the fire that's already burning. Wandered through the web on some of the pro-Trump websites where people can post their, for lack of a better word, thoughts. Got a few postings from these sites I'd like to share with you in light of the comment of Trump about Israel and the Jewish people. Let's start with this one. "Right, so it's really silly to try to make some argument that we should cater to the Jews because Jesus was a Jew, because by definition someone who practices a Jewish faith rejects Christ." Let's see this one here. "Bleep them. But only the Bailey Schwarmy ones rubbing their hands together as they discuss how to end my way of life and my future." How about this from Schultz1, who posted, "They are an odd bastion. Jews are on the left. However, Jews love to be hated. It's their identity. They will purposely cause hate towards them because then they could cry their big Jew tears and get the U.S. to sent," I'm reading as it's written here, "sent them money for being Jews." From Based One, the Red Pill, "So tired of that phrase, anti-Semitism." This from Free Speech Master, "How about the all just leave?" 18 to Life posted, "Hitler was the only one who had the guts to openly blame the Jews, but he did absolutely nothing about it. The Holocaust never happened." All right. Buckeye Patriot imparts this wisdom: "Abolish Israel, give it back to the Palestinians. Israel is not an ally. All they do is spy on us, take our billions while using it to destroy our culture and country, while getting us into wars to sacrifice our soldiers and trillions of dollars." This is from, like, I don't even want to try to pronounce this screen name. It's probably abbreviations for a series of obscenities. Anyway, "I was totally pro-Israel until 2020, specifically when the PM, Prime Minister, meaning in this case Benjamin Netanyahu, was the first to congratulate Biden on his win, in quotation marks. At this point, I'm okay with Iran having a nuke for self-defense." From Two Scoops, Two Terms, Two Walls, 70% of Americans didn't want to let in Jews during World War II. I guess democracy didn't matter. Seeing these comments makes me wonder something. I wonder what reaction you would get if you walked up to a Christian nationalist, which many who post this trash are, and inform them that Jesus is a Jew.